visitors, allow us to use this opportunity to congratulate you and offer you some feedback to His Excellency and the government on some policy decisions taken since assuming office. First, we wish to congratulate you on the free SHS policy. As people involved in providing support to several needy children to get education, we are well placed to assess the impact of such a transformative policy on most families in Ghana and also offer some comment. Please do not be disillusioned by your critics and the implementation difficulties you will encounter. Sir, you're on the right path and you do have our full support. Next is your decision and action on the legal mining of Galamsey Menace. Though a very difficult decision, you managed to implement it and deserve commendation. Please see to it to the very end, which includes restoring the degraded environment, including the water bodies and the vegetation, and facilitating the young ones involved to get skills, training, and sustainable employment. Importantly, make sure that Ghana never experiences this menace again by enforcing rules and regulations without fear or favour. Thirdly, we wish to commend you on programs such as Planting for Food and Agriculture and One District, One Factory. We are very interested in these programs because of their employment generation potential, especially for our youth. Next, Your Excellency, we wish you not to relent on your resolve to eliminate indiscipline, especially bribery and corruption from the Ghanaian culture. We urge you not to look at persons, positions, relations and status and enforcing rules and regulations. This is the only way that the habit of discipline will be built. Additionally, sir, as you punish wrongdoing, try to reward right or honest behavior, especially in public office. Also acknowledge and reward especially volunteerism and selfless service to our dear country, Ghana. This, we believe, is a sure path in bringing about change. The change that Ghana needs, in our view, is about each and every Ghanaian behaving differently and starting with those in leadership. We are solidly behind you. Finally, Your Excellency, we wish to thank you immensely for this unique opportunity to have an audience with you and to make you part of our activities that aim at making Ghana a place worth belonging to. Sir, be assured of our constant prayers for you, your government, your family, and the rest of Ghana at each Mass celebrated in Christ the King Church. If you look at my house across the road here, from my bedroom I see your house. Every morning I pray for you. I look out my window and I look over at Flagstaff House. It's right in front of me. My bedroom is right in front here. And every morning I pray for you and your government. We wish to invite you. We wish to invite your ministers and appointees to a Sunday Mass at Christ the King Church. You've come there many times. We're always for always a wedding or a funeral. But this time we want you to invite you to come, especially on Sunday. There's a date suitable to you so that together we can pray for the nation and its leadership. To memorialize this visit, we wish to present to you a Divine Mercy portrait. May it remind you daily that you are immersed in the Father's Divine Mercy as we, your neighbors, recite the Divine Mercy prayers at 3 o'clock each day. We also have for you a statue of Mother Mary. May the Mother of our Redeemer and the Redeemed accompany you as you go about your daily affairs of state. And finally, we present to you a portrait of yourself painted by one of the lepers at Weja. The leper, one of the lepers there, John, he painted this portrait of you, and we want to present this to you from the lepers at Weja. Last week, your vice president was there and gave us some beautiful gifts, some words of comfort, insurance, and we also got a present of a drawing from the leper. So this one is a portrait of yourself, and the inmates have asked us through me to invite you to visit them one day, that you'll come there also to Weja. May you continue to rely on the Lord. The battle is still the Lord's. We say thank you and God bless you.